So today's my talk is about using the GPR system to monitoring water infiltration process. So we will thank the James, the little.
Can you speak up a little bit? We're having difficulty hearing you.
Okay, so we will thank James Doolittle from USD NIS to help us collecting the GPR data and help explaining the data. First, I will give some introduction part. So understanding water flow in the soil is important to determine the fate and transport of contaminants. However, traditional method using point measurement to determine the water distribution after infiltration. This picture shows using the Daggergang Echo 5 probe to measuring the soil water distribution after infiltration. Thus, a reliable and non-invasive method to mapping the special pattern of flow process is desirable. GPR has become a well accepted geophysical tool to detect the subsurface flow. Usually, the traditional method using GPR is a using two-dimensional method. Here, this picture shows the GPR system, GSSI 3000 with a 400 microhertz antenna. The principle of this GPR is the receive transmitter antenna radiate a kind of electromagnetic wave, and the receive antenna will listen to the detected wave, and according to the wave velocity, wave phase to judge whether there's a long line in the under the ground. The 3D GPR survey is kind of a 2D-dimensional survey that is a parallel 2D-dimensional GPR survey along the regularized grid. This picture shows the 3D GPR survey in our catchment. If we have a next is if we have a scan the 3D survey at a different time at the same location, so this is called a four-dimensional GPR survey. It's also called a 4D GPR survey. So objective of this study is investigate the infiltration pattern using time-lapse 3D GPR survey under the artificial borehole infiltration and under the nature rainfall condition. So for artificial borehole infiltration, we just using the very short time to see the reflection pattern on the GPR signal. And for nature rainfall condition, we use a whole year from a wet to dry condition to understand to investigate the effect of water distribution on the GPR signal. So this is the study site. The study site is located at the Shear Hill catchment. This is a critical zone observatory in the central Pennsylvania. There are two sites are selected. The one site is for borehole infiltration grid, and the other site is for nature rainfall grid. The soil in both sites are identified as a rush town, which located the topographic depression at the catchment. Here is the soil, and for the GPR survey, we're using the GSSI 3000 radar system with 400 microhertz antenna, and for the data process, we're using the GPR slice version 7. Here is a borehole infiltration experiment. The grid size is 150 centimeter by 70 centimeter, and there's a hole along the survey line 120 meter. So the hole with radius 4 centimeter and the depth is 20 centimeter. When we're doing this experiment, the constant head of 20 centimeter was maintained until the survey ended. We did the before after the dry condition, we did a line totally line GPR survey, but here we just select four surveys after pouring the water in the hole to demonstrate the water infiltration process. And first, we'll demonstrate the first line, 10 centimeter line, and the radiogram response. At the left is a time lapse radar response of this line. So for this, generally looking, the time lapse we see the patterns well much similar, and also at the 30 nanoseconds we see the constant reflection, linear reflection. We will expand this reflection in the CMLO GPR response. So we also check the amplitude change along the time. At the right side is the GPR response compared with the dry condition. We using a different time amplitude map minus the dry condition, and we see the very little change of the amplitude. Then we compare the survey line at the 17 centimeter, and this is the left is the radar response, time-lapse radar response at a different time. So several features we observe. The first is okay, say at a dry condition, and this is the 5 minutes. So we say below the hole we see some of the reflection, and as time goes, the reflection continues to increase. This increase indicate the infiltration water create the reflection between the wet and the dry soil created in the face. However, for this side, we'll see the reflection is much more linear reflection than here. Then we compare the also using the same method to compare the dry condition, and we see the much refractions with time lapse, the penetrated depths increase, and the reflections with time lapse increase. And another feature, we are using example to demonstrate this linear reflection at the 10 seconds, between the 10 seconds and the 29 seconds. You will see at the dry condition, there's no reflection. And after we pour in the water, and you will see the reflections between the 10 and the 29 seconds, continuous linear reflection. We combined the 2D series of 2D into a 3D map, and using the time, here we show the time lapse amplitude at 15 nanoseconds, just as illustrated in the last slides here. Here is the amplitude legend. The blue color indicated the highest amplitude, and the white color is the lowest amplitude. First, we see the dry condition. Okay, this is a dry condition. We see the general amplitude map, and after the 5 minutes, we see the generated time-slap map, and this is 15 minutes. Next is 45 minutes, and last is the 75 minutes. As we can say, the amplitude, this amplitude, high amplitude indicated the high reflection, which is caused by the contrast between the wet soil and the dry soil. So the size change of this high amplitude indicate the wetting front change at a different time. To demonstrate this concept, we also using the hydros to do simulation. At the left side we construct the finite element to do the calculation. The size is just similar with our field site, with a slope, with a 50% slope, and with length at this direction, x direction, 1.5 meter, and also is a y length is 70 centimeter, and the middle indicated indicating the whole construction at the finite at the mesh FE mesh construction, and the last is the similar results after. Similar results centimeters of the infiltration, as we can say. Here, the top layer indicates the surface layer. 30 minutes after it, the water distribution along the slope, and The bottom layer is indicated layer at 30 centimeters, indicated the water infiltrated the 30 centimeter layer distribution. As we can see, after the with time lapse, the bottom formed the saturation zone and also the whiting zone across around this area. So this is patterns. So by looking at this pattern, it's similar with our time lapse radiogram. And the next, what we'll do is using investigate the nature rainfall infiltration. And the left side is indicate the grid size we use is 4.5 meter by 3.7 meter, and the survey line, the interval between the survey line is 0.31 meter. And below the just 1 meter along this grid, there's an aquifer probe, a array of aquifer probe to monitor the water change seasonally. And here, this map shows the soil layers at this side and indicate the probe we installed to measure real-time water content. So the survey time from is from the 2000 October 2000 to the May 2008 to the May 2009. So we do the four survey. This survey covers from the wet period to the dry period. The first we just took first we just do the layer identification. We identify the BC layer in the radiogram. So here's a field observation identify the BC layer horizon. The horizon is composed of 0.5 to 1 centimeter small snowstone and covered with some clay. And here is from long-term real-time monitoring indicate from 2008 to 2009, the whole year indicate the real-time with a 10-minute interval to indicate so much. As we can see from this line, the right line is very obvious through the whole year, through the 1 year. This one, this is always the lowest. So this real-time response for this probe is also installed at the BC layer. So based on the two evidence, we identified the two soil layers. One, as this line indicates, is above the BC layer, and this one is below the BC layer. And this, at the left side, the radiogram show the GPR response signal. GPR signal response at four events. As we can see, and on the right is show the when we did the experiment, the soil moisture condition. So the red arrow indicate the time we did the soil survey. And the general pattern for these two, for the four events, we can say is that at the dry conditions, more you will see the more hyperbola shape and multi crisscross patterns happen in the right in the wet season. So we explain this hyperbola and the multiple crisscross pattern as the that preferential flow caused by the through the tree root, which causes the local scatter of the wet interface between the wet soil and the dry soil. And the second pattern is, the second layer, the BC, the interface between the BC and the C layer is red line indicate. This red line indicated is became more continuous in the wet season than in the dry season. The reason is that in the wet season, the contrast between the BC layer to the C layer is increased, so which creates the more continuous linear refractor than the dry season. And we also compared in the three mode, we also compared the most dry condition and wet condition. Identified this is a layer refraction at the dry condition. As we can say, it's more discontinuous. But compared with the wet condition, you can see the linear reflection. And also we see the crisscross patterns and the hyperbola, multi-hyperbola happen at this line. And next we using the wet conformation to construct the BC and the BC and C interface. This red area, red layer indicated the interface between the BC and the C horizon. Okay, for the summary, so it's simply summary, the borehole 3D GPR survey indicate wetting zone uniformly going down below zone because we see more the linear reflector. But for the CNO 3D summary indicated non-uniform distribution, we see the crisscross pattern and the multi-hyperbola. This uniform distribution water also impact layer identification. Okay, and the last is the 3D time-lapse GPR provide more comprehensive and intuitive info than 3D. Okay, thank you.
Any questions at all for our speaker?
It's clear the GPR could see the salt water with a borehole. Could the GPR see the borehole without adding water to it?
Borehole. But for that borehole, because borehole the diameter is more in a dry condition, we cannot could not easily detect. So I think this is pretty much related with the microhertz you use. For 400 microhertz, we just you will get the relative middle resolution in both the vertical and horizontal. So for this situation, we did not observe the clear, say, the borehole. But other slides, we see for a void, we see the large void, it's a beautiful 400 microhertz. If the diameter is larger than 20 centimeters, we can see the void, which is a attenuation of the amplitude.
All right, thank you.